Gideon closed his eyes and dove in. The experience of wading through an animated mass of rotting vegetables was one that he did his very best not to record. He could feel the slimy ooze soaking through his shirt. He could hear it squishing and sloshing in his ear canals, and he was certain it was trying to crawl up his nose. Tivian pretended he was receiving a mud bath in a Varisi spa, which helped him diminish his inherent sense of disgust, right up until Artis accidentally kicked him in the chin, causing Tivian's mouth to open. He groped until he found Artis. Tivian grabbed Artis around the waist with one arm and began to pull on the rope with the other. The sun-bright power of the iron ring pulsed on Tivian's right hand, sending waves of superhuman strength through his arms and legs. Artis wrapped his arms around Tivian, which freed the smuggler to pull the rope bit by bit, hand over hand. Suddenly, Tivian found himself emerging from the rotting depths of the creatures. Artis fell to the ground. Tivian grabbed him by the belt and pulled him to his feet before the plant things could swallow him up again. Tivian pushed him toward the statue.
The chimney! Climb out!
Artis snatched up Tivian's pack as he ran to the center of the room. He was still wearing his own. Tivian cast about for the blasting wand, but didn't know what became of it. Probably somewhere in the depths of those things. The whole chamber seemed to wash in them now, all of them oozing and shambling and crawling slowly toward the two thieves. Tivian darted to Artis's side, and freeing the rope around himself, ordered it to the top of the chimney, where it dutifully flew and secured itself to an exposed root. Tivian pointed up.
Go! Quickly!
Artis climbed with both packs as fast as Tivian did with none. Something to be said for the power of terror. And soon, both of them were on their hands and knees at the top of the chimney in the clean, fresh forest air. Tivian wiped a film of green slime off his face.
I told you there was a third trap.
Artis rolled over on his back.
Saints, I thought I was a goner. I thought I was dead.
Tivian shook his head to try and get the gunk out of his ears.
Would have been, were it not for my heroic efforts. I hope you appreciate the lengths I go to.
Slowly, he got to his feet, letting his eyes adjust to the midday sunlight. Artis opened his pack and pulled out the heart of flowing sunlight.
We got it.
Artis? You know how you thought you were dead a few moments ago?
Artis sat up.
Yeah?
Tivian put his hands up slowly.
You might still be right.
What?